Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
More trouble at CNN over fake journalism, making stories up. This comes in, in the wake of the Supreme Court decision here. You see a lot of things going on where CNN and the Washington Post and the New York Times and others are being forced to retract stories that have become blatantly obvious to be fake, to be fabrications, to be works of fiction. Now three CNN journalists are out after they worked on a retracted story about Russia that turned out to be nothing but garbage. CNN casting their departure as resignations, but the network has come under substantial criticism since apologizing for the story. The move would also help CNN's legal position in the case of a lawsuit, which is probably coming. Anthony Scaramucci, a Donald Trump advisor, was the target of the story, although it's indicated he has no plans to sue and has accepted CNN's apology. He tweeted that out, that he apology accepted. Says he was disappointed that the story was put out at all because it was a lie, he said. The story tried to draw a link between Scaramucci and the Russian Direct Investment Fund. Scaramucci was a Trump transition team member who has been nominated as an ambassadorial-level post based in Paris. The CNN story, published at CNN.com, said that Scaramucci back in January held secret meetings with an official from the Russian fund. According to an unnamed source, Scaramucci discussed the possibility of lifting U.S. sanctions at the meeting. Scaramucci says there is no such meeting. There was never any such meeting. There were no secret meetings. He said he had given a speech on Trump's behalf at Davos, and fund official Kirill Dmitriev approached him in a restaurant to say hello. They had a brief conversation, no discussion of sanctions, no official discussion at all, in fact. In issuing the retraction, CNN admitted the network didn't meet its own editorial standards, whatever those are these days. Nobody seems to know what the editorial standards are for CNN, but they seem to think that they have some. I'll let you know when I discover what those are. The network now requiring approval from two top editors before any Russia-related story can be published. So they're really going to have to work on their fiction. They're really going to have to craft the stories to get them past the new restrictions, the new guidelines, I suppose. Anyhow, so there's more. There's more folks that are out at CNN. More fake news coverage, more fake news creation, I suppose. And that's not fake news. That's just manufacturing. That's works of fiction. And you see it all too often. Back to the Supreme Court. For any of the conservatives that were concerned at all about where Neil Gorsuch might come down on the political spectrum, no need to worry anymore. Came down on the side of the administration, felt that the travel ban should be enforced altogether with no restrictions, no modifications. Came down on the side of a Lutheran church in Wisconsin for public funding for a playground that would be open to the public, by the way. He also joined Judge Clarence Thomas issuing a scathing dissent yesterday to a Supreme Court decision turning away yet another gun rights case. On a busy morning of decisions, the court yesterday rejected a challenge from California regarding the right of people to carry guns outside of their homes, leaving in place a San Diego sheriff's strict limits on issuing permits for concealed carry of weapons. Thomas, in a dissent joined by Gorsuch, countered that the case raises important questions. He also warned that the Second Amendment disputes aren't getting the attention they deserve from the Supreme Court. He wrote this in part: "The court's decision reflects a distressing trend, the treatment of the Second Amendment as a disavowed or disfavored right." The case involved a San Diego man who said the state and county policies required, quote, good cause, a specific reason or justifiable need to legally carry a concealed weapon. How about this? You idiots in California are letting all sorts of illegal aliens into this country without properly vetting them. That's good cause, but of course they won't think so. The San Diego man said the The rules were too restrictive. A federal appeals court has ruled for the state, and now those restrictions will stay in place. Thomas and Gorsuch, the court's newest member, called the appeals court's decision to limit the review only to good cause provision indefensible. Indefensible. The court has not heard in a Second Amendment case in over 7 years. The discrepancy is inexcusable, especially given how much less developed our jurisprudence is with respect to the Second Amendment as compared to the First and the Fourth Amendments. Justice Thomas wrote the opinion. The justice has concluded by warning the court it is in danger of acting dismissive toward the right to bear arms. For those of us who work in marbled halls, guarded constantly by a vigilant and dedicated police force, the guarantees of the Second Amendment might seem antiquated and superfluous. But the framers made a clear choice. They reserved to all Americans the right to keep and bear arms for self-defense. I do not think we should stand idly by while a state denies its citizens that right, particularly when their very lives may depend on it. I respectfully dissent. The High Court decided in 2008 that the Constitution guaranteed the right to a gun, at least for self-defense at home. But the justices have refused repeated pleas to spell out the extent of gun rights in the United States, allowing permit restrictions and assault weapons bans to remain in effect in some cities and some states. More than 40 states already broadly allow gun owners to be armed in public. The High Court also turned away a second case involving guns in the federal law that bars people convicted of crimes from owning guns. The Trump administration had urged the court to review an appellate ruling that restored the rights of two men who had been convicted of nonviolent crimes to own guns. The federal appeals court in Philadelphia ruled for the two men. The crimes were classified as misdemeanors, which typically are less serious, but carried potential prison sentences of more than a year. Such prison terms typically are felonies for more serious crimes. The administration says that the court should have upheld the blanket prohibition of gun ownership in the federal law and rejected case-by-case challenges. It's 25 after. A lot to cover. I'm glad you're here. A lot of work to do. Keep your pencil sharp. You've got a moment. This is the Steve Gerber Show.